Chapter 22. You'll never go back. Will you put all of this in a nutshell? Okay, let's go back to the root of things. It's a misconception that all is turmoil, that life is an epic struggle against adversity. The default way of the universe is order, not chaos. Look around. Maybe it's not exactly the way you want it to be, but in this moment, is the world ending? Hardly. In fact, it's thriving. I'll say it again. You can especially see it in the natural world. It's a grand progression as life seeks to emulate itself into more complex and utilitarian forms through birth, death, and birth again, over and over. And what about human dysfunction? It can't be denied. It's there and it's powerful, but it's a tiny slice of the whole pie. It's only front and center because it's been thrust in front of us, or it's what requires immediate personal attention. Your life is in the here and now, and it's entirely up to you to either work within your circle to make your life what you want it to be, or to stand by, paralyzed, fretting about the things you can't control. Your surroundings are your choice. If you don't like where you are, get up and move. No one is making you stay in this place, particularly the place in your head. Your life can be what you want it to be if you see it for the mechanical marvel it is, and then take action. Perfection is the norm in this moment, everywhere, as you listen to these words. It's in your body, in the people around you, in the natural world. It's in your moment-to-moment ups and downs. It's there when you sleep. Just go one layer deeper and see for yourself. Open yourself up to beautiful life, as it is, and undergo your own personal enlightenment. Transcendence is in your hands. You'll never go back.